Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Safe here with Mike Gary. And Mike, I have something very special to my heart that I have to start out with in the world of sports this last week or so. Washington State University Lady Cougars won their first ever Pac-12 basketball championship by beating the UCLA Lady Bruins, and they have solidified an automatic berth in the NCAA tournament. And just want to say I wish all the teams from the Pac-12 great success in the tournament, but I'm very pleased to have announced that my alma mater, WSU, won their very first conference championship in basketball. So
congratulations to them. Now they have an automatic berth to the tournament.
Yes.
So perhaps we might see a Cinderella run to the national championship.
There's always a Cinderella, but it would be very special. And they did have a very good year. They were the seventh seed, but I think they won 23-24 games. So congratulations. Keep it going. I hope you do very well in the tournament. The World Baseball Classic is coming up this week, starting in Taiwan, Tokyo, Phoenix, Arizona, and Miami, Florida. And the brackets are set. It's pool play. I think that the favorites are probably going to be Japan, Dominican Republic, and the U.S., and it's going to be a heck of a series. It's also a very difficult time to schedule this because it's pre-spring training. Preseason, it can't be done at the All-Star break, and most of the time the guys at the end of the year don't really want to be playing another tournament. They're worn out after that season is over with. So it'll be interesting to see it goes, but it's a world event. It's going to be a great one. I hope you tune in and see how that goes. The other part that I wanted to cover is LeBron James decided to speak out about how great his son was, to the ire of a lot of executives in the NBA and players, I'm sure, saying that he's ready. And it seems ironic that it's a time where the Lakers are fighting for a berth in the playoffs, and he's now injured again. LeBron Lakers. I don't know how much pressure he really wants to put on his son, but it really is a stickler for me.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very tough, not only for Bronny to actually, you know, make it to the league where there's only about 300 jobs available, but also, you know, be as productive as his dad, who some say is the best player of all time.
Yeah, well, once he broke the record, and of course it didn't stand for Lou Alcindor, a.k.a. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, we'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in the same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at BFFFinancial.com. BetterHelp.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-351-8614. That's 800-351-8614. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-351-8614.
Hey, what do you say to a little more?
Run, say.
It's We'll See About That with six-time All-Star and World Series MVP Ron Say and 1979 Student of the Month, Mel Garcia. So that's who he is.
And it's time for us to get back to We'll See More About That. And our special guest today is a former teammate of mine. Played next to him in the longest running and most successful infield for 8.5 years as a Dodger. The guy on my left, Bill Russell. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Well, Thanks buddy. For having me.
Are you kidding?
You know, this is a 50th anniversary this year.
It is.
The infield.
I wonder.
Can you imagine that?
No, I can't. but then it's hard to believe that I lived in my home for 50 years too. So, what an accomplishment! I'm sure, like you probably feel a little bit like I did back then. We're in the moment. We weren't really celebrating that. We're more worried about, you know, winning a world championship and getting to the World Series again. And that was kind of our upbringing. But I wanted to go back to your beginning. You know, you grew up in Pittsburgh, Kansas, raised and born there. Tell us a little bit about your life in Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Pittsburgh, Kansas is in the southeast corner from Kansas, near the Oklahoma and Missouri line. You had to be 18 to buy a beer there growing up,
okay,
unless you went across the state line.
Right.
You get one on a Sunday. But it was a small town, 10,000 people. We did have a college there. It was a teacher's college at the time. Now it's a state university. And so that added another 5,000 to the ever-growing population there. And you don't spend much gas in your car there because there's nowhere to go. And furthest I was away from home prior to signing my contract in 1966 was probably 35, 40 miles, and that was just for a high school basketball event. So
wow.
That's where it was growing up. And I have five of us. I have two younger sisters and two older brothers, and I was in the middle. And nobody played sports but me.
Oh.
I don't know why.
You got all the talent. There you
what
go.
Happened was, you know, it's just the neighborhood gang got every day. You know, it's like our gang. And there was an empty lot near one of our friends' houses, and we were there every day playing whatever season it was, you know, football.
You guys would go by the season?
Exactly. Cool. You know, we'd go to play basketball during the basketball season and baseball during the summer months. So, growing up that way, and we had a great neighborhood gang. We used to do things that you couldn't get away with nowadays. our parents had said, "We'll see you at dark. Do what you have to do.
Come back in till."
Yeah, we were within a calling distance from them. So, but that's the way it was back in those days, and you could do that in those days. Right. Obviously, you can't do it now.
Some parents had a real good whistle.
And there was, and that's one of the advantages of growing up in a small town.
How cool is that? Yeah, 10,000. That was like our graduation class.
Yeah, exactly. I think I had 180 in mind. Exactly.
So you're not as tall as the other Bill Russell, but you were a basketball star when you were younger, right?
I played baseball. Our high school didn't have a baseball team at the time.
Sacrilegious.
So I just played during the summer months in American Legion. But prior to that, I didn't play football. I probably could have because I was pretty fast. Nobody's going to – it'd be like touch football, when I play because you couldn't catch me. But I played basketball, and I was good at it at the time. But at that time, the players weren't that big. Our center was 6'3". He was the tallest guy.
6'5" was our guy.
Yeah.
He couldn't dunk either.
We were all that, mine was 5'8". Our center.
So I was going to go to college and play basketball at a small college there in my hometown. I did get some offers from in Louisiana Tech. I had a tryout at Kansas State. But in those days, I was 6 feet, which was about average in those days. I ended up going to go to college that year. But that summer, after I graduated, they had a draft. They had the draft in June, and I was drafted by the Dodgers. But prior to that, I was in Wichita for two state American Legion tournaments, my junior and senior years, and I did pretty well in those tournaments. And there were scouts there that saw me, Burt Wills, John Keenan, and actually Monty Baskill, one of the Dodger coaches. And so they saw me, and I guess they put my name in the hat, and then they drafted me. So I heard that I was drafted. I was working for the Park and Recreation at the time there during the summer, mowing grass for the city and all that. And it was a boring job. And all of a sudden, I heard I got drafted, and Monty Baskill came to my house and told us about spring training and, what goes on in baseball and all that. Then he offered me, and get this, 1966, they offered me $14,000. I thought it won the lottery, back in those days. You can go out and buy three hamburgers for a dollar back then.
Yeah,
25 cents for a gallon of gas. So that $14,000 would have gone
much better than mowing the lawn.
Exactly. So I said, okay, I'll give it a try. This is 1966. And so, as I've mentioned before, I haven't been away from home that many times. Yeah. And I was 17 years old, so I had to get on a train, the local train that went to Kansas City. It took that. First time I've ever been on a train. I don't know how I made it, but I went to the airport in Kansas City, got on a TWA flight, flew to Salt Lake City, because we had a team in Ogden, Utah, the rookie league team. I don't know how. Again, I was probably monitored along the way to make sure this hayseed got there. So I finally got to Ogden, Utah.
You're being followed.
So stayed in a hotel, Ben Lohman Hotel. You never played there, did you?
I did not.
You missed that spot. Of course, you were out of college, so I was on to high school. So I went to my first day of workout, like all of us. Most of us were high school. We had a few college people on the team. Justin Dato was one of my teammates. He was our second baseman. He graduated from USC. And, of course, him and I didn't know at the time, but Tommy and Rod Dato, the manager, were good friends. And so, I get the connection now. So Justin was there. He was a lot older than the rest of us. But prior to that, you know who the manager was there? Tommy Lasorda. It's the first time I ran into a Tasmanian devil guy like that. never been around anybody
there
like
that.
Is that one of the Beatles?
This guy, he threw batting practice all day long. And he made us, want to go out there and have fun playing, also working hard. But during the course of the year, we ended up winning the league, but we ended up leading the league with police escorts out of town. Because when Tommy, the third base coach, he would incite the fans. You know, he would get them so worked up that they were throwing rocks at our buses. We thought we was in another country at the time. So this went on, but we ended up winning the league and having a good time. And next thing I know, this is 66, 67, I was in Dubuque, Iowa. Now, this is not fun riding a bus in those days because it's so hot and humid back there. There's no restrooms on it. Mosquitoes along the Mississippi River look like drones flying around.
Not all the players take care of their hygiene.
And we were staying. They put us in a hotel that had a rope hanging down for a fire escape.
I've experienced that myself. Yeah.
We stayed in one hotel that had that big sign, fireproof. I'm going to say it caught on fire. So you had to do all this when you're young, obviously.
Obviously.
And then I had a bad year there. Tom Selleck's brother was on that team, Bob Selleck.
Oh, wow.
I think he's a USC guy.
Probably.
I think he was. And Jaeger, that was his first year there on Dubuque.
That's why they had the fire escape with the rope.
Yeah. Bill Barrier.
He was the one
name?
Setting the fires.
Remember Bill Barrier? Ron, do you remember that name?
I do, yeah.
He was my manager.
Yeah, Bill Barrier, sure.
Bill Barrier, yeah. So the next year, I ended up in Bakersfield. And 105 degrees at night. We had a clubhouse, no air conditioning. We had a school bus for our transportation. That you'd had the driver used a yardstick to check the fuel gauge. There were these fuel gauges to stick down in the gas tank. So, like I said,
this is baseball.
You had to be young to do all that, but it's tough times back then. You know, $3 to $4 a day meal money, and 18 years old, you know, you had an appetite.
Yeah, what can you eat on $3 a day?
Yeah.
Okay, when we come back, I want to touch a little bit. You had a really unique experience in the minor leagues, different from others. You not only were going to be converted from the outfield to an infielder, but you were also going to switch it. And we'll be back with Bill Russell with more about that. We'll see about that right after this.
More on Say after this.
Wait, why do morons say after this?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back, and we have Ann Myers Drysdale joining us today. Very celebrated, high-profile woman here in professional basketball, and as well,
badass. Go ahead, say it. Yeah,
I got to read just a couple of these things, and then it's leading to something else. And 78 Honda Award. I presume that's the Lady of the Year in college basketball. Is that the award?
No, it's overall. People compared it to the Heisman Trophy, but it was the overall athlete of the year encompassing all sports.
Right. So you're in the UCLA Hall of Fame. Your jersey has been retired with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Walton. You're on the National High School Hall of Fame. You are the NCAA Silver Anniversary Award with Kareem and Walton. And, you know, all this success led to an opportunity to go to the Bahamas, and perform in the Superstars events, which I know I did as well. And that's where you met Big D. Can you tell us about that romance?
Well, I had been at UCLA. We won the national championship, and I was hoping to go to the 1980 Olympics. And then I received the call to have the tryout with the Indiana Pacers. My brother David was already playing in the NBA with the Milwaukee Bucks. And so I forewent the Olympics, which was very difficult because at the time, too, I was the number one draft pick in the Women's Professional Basketball League, the WBL, which was the very first year they had women's professional basketball. So I forewent that and did the tryout with the Pacers, didn't work out, went into the WBL. My rights had been traded to the New Jersey Gems. So I went to go play in the league in the second year, and I was MVP of the league, but in the second year of the league.
So nonchalant.
And but I was invited when I was with the Pacers to compete in something called the Women Superstars, and had no idea what it was. Even though I had played all these sports in high school and college, I had been playing basketball, and I was probably as white as a white sheet of paper because I was indoor playing. So it was in December, I think, or maybe November. And so went to the Bahamas where they had the competition, and it was, as you know, Ronnie, what a two-day competition. And you have to do seven events in 2 days, and you're in the sun and so forth. And Bob Uecker and Don Drysdale were the announcers. My mom is from Milwaukee. My mom came down, and she knew who Bob Uecker was because of Milwaukee. Of course, he'd been on all those beer commercials. And even though I grew up in Southern California, we as kids, you know, the Dodgers were never on TV, and we were all big Green Bay Packer fans, and still am today. But certainly, you know, we were always out playing, and we didn't even really listen to the radios or anything. And so I really didn't know who Koufax and Drysdale were. I mean, I'd heard their names, but didn't really know. And that's where I met Donnie, and things started from there. And it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, good for you. And of course, unfortunately, there was the passing of Don, and that's when the Dodgers embraced you by way of Peter O'Malley with the Dodgers. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we had, you know, three beautiful children. Don Jr., well, Don was working for the White Sox and Jerry Reinsdorf at the time. And so our son, DJ, Don Jr., was born on Don's birthday in Pee Wee Reese. And but it was hard not to name DJ Don Jr. And then our son Darren was born 2 years later, and our daughter Drew was born in 93. And Donnie, at that time in 88, had left the White Sox to go to the Dodgers when LA won their World Series. And so we were in Los Angeles there. And, you know, it was just wonderful being back home. I mean, his daughter from his first marriage was in California at the time, and his parents were there. And Don was very happy being back in California. He loved his time in Chicago, working for the White Sox. And you know, I was happy to be back in California too. So we started a family out here in Southern California. And you know, it was great. The Dodgers really embraced the kids. You know, they're always about the children, right, of the ball players. And you know, just everything is so family oriented. At spring training, they have Christmas for everybody, where they have the big slides and the big fair, yeah, kind of thing right there at Vero Beach. And there is nothing like Dodger Town. I mean, Vero Beach is just such a special place. And we had some great times with the kids and stuff. But, yeah, he went on a road trip in Montreal. Drew was 3 months old, and the boys were 5 and 3. And we had heard that he had passed away of a heart attack. And so it was a tough time. Still is tough at times, but there's no question that the Dodgers really took us in. And the kid, and Tommy Lasorda was wonderful, as all the ball players were, Oral and Brett Butler and so forth. And but Izzy was the best. He basically became such a grandfather figure for all the kids. And he became very close before he passed away, just what, a few years ago.
Right. Well, there's something to be said about the good old days, for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So you are now involved with two parts of professional basketball. You're doing Phoenix Suns and you're doing the Phoenix Mercury. How do you balance that out?
Well, I got into broadcasting when I was at UCLA in 1979. And then I met Don, and he convinced me to get into broadcasting school. And I've been hustling to get jobs as a broadcaster and so forth. So I've been broadcasting for 44 years now.
Wow.
And worked for ESPN when they first started for over 25 years. And NBC, I've done 6 Olympics. And I've done a lot of the networks with CBS and the men's NCAA tournament and so forth. But, you know, the broadcasting has been a wonderful career for me. And I was broadcasting for ESPN, and I was doing the LA Sparks at the time. And the Phoenix Suns and Mercury approached me to be the general manager for the Phoenix Mercury of the WNBA. So a lot of people said, well, you know, you've never been a general manager. You don't know anything about this and that. And it's like my tryout with the Pacers. You know, you're not good enough. You're a girl. You're going to get hurt. You, this and that. But you have to believe in yourself. And certainly I believed in my understanding of the game and the relationships that I had developed. So I took the chance, and so they hired me as the general manager and a vice president with the Suns, and I was doing that for 5-6 years, and then they asked me to just broadcast and do community service work. So I've done that with the Phoenix Suns and the Mercury since, 2012. And so it's great being out and being involved with the nonprofits, and I love broadcasting. I still love being a part of the game and talking the game, and the game is always changing, and different ideas, and it's just fun to be around what people are saying about the game, and I get to talk about it. And I don't consider it a job. I consider it just an honor to be just something, a part of something I love.
The part of general manager, how challenging was that for you? You know, you've always been the player. Now you're on the internal side of things. What were some of the challenges that you had during that time?
You do see things differently when you're on the other side and dealing with the coaches, dealing with players, dealing with agents, free agency. And there's a salary cap in the WNBA. When I first got there, we won the lottery. The Phoenix Mercury won the lottery. So we had the number one pick. But Paul Westhead was our coach, and he already had players in position. So the players that were available coming out of college were not players he was really interested in. So I traded our number one pick for a free agent, a veteran free agent, who made all the difference in the world for us to win our first two WNBA championships. But we also had Diana Taurasi. But Paul Westhead ran the run and gun. And so we drafted for T'Angelo Smith and traded the number one pick. And boy, those fans for the Phoenix Mercury are passionate as all get out. They're called the X Factor for a reason.
Okay.
And boy, they wanted to lynch me. I knew they did. Yeah. But I, you know, you're number
off
one
with
pick.
Their hand.
First time we get the number one pick and you're trading it. Who are you? What are you doing? And I just knew what we were doing was the right thing. And I went in there and told them. I said, a lot of you may not believe in us and so forth, but this is the decision I've made, right or wrong. You know, I've got to make the decision. I think that's the biggest thing when you're in charge. You've got to make a decision, and you're going to make mistakes,
yeah.
which I did throughout. And, you know, dealing with agents are tough, and then you're dealing with the salaries. And the hardest part for me was to cut a kid. When you knew that they won, they may not make the team, but they were at training camp, and they worked their tails off. They left school to come to training camp. Their dream to make the pros, and you knew you had to cut them. That's the worst part of it.
Well, you know, you're right about them wanting your head. You know, you've got to be right about the number one pick. And unfortunately, it worked out. You made the right choice. But, yeah, that's a big
one. What was the thing Tommy would say, Ronnie? He'd say, you know, it's the bottom of the ninth. You put a pinch hitter up, and he gets a hit and gets a run in, and you win the game, or he gets a home run, and you win the game. Or he strikes out, and you're the biggest goat. You're either the smartest manager, or you're the dumbest.
We got to have you back on. We've only scratched the surface with a few of these things that we've decided to talk about. But
I some good stuff. You had some good questions.
A remarkable career! Unbelievable girl.
What do you think with all the things that you've been able to do? Shortly, tell me what you think your biggest accomplishment has been: playing in the Olympics, winning a women's championship. What is it?
Really asking me that? My children.
Okay, there you go. I was going to say professionally speaking. I know the personal answer.
It was Don Dijon's dugout.
Children. Okay, there you go.
Did you ever go to the dugout? The restaurant?
Yeah.
It was before my time.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to thank you so much, Annie Drysdale, for joining us today. You've been a great guest. We're going to have you back again soon, I hope. And I want to give our guy, Marty Kollner, a shot. If you ever liked Hard Knocks, this guy is the creator of Hard Knocks. He's on next with us next week. Please join us. Thank you again, Annie.
Thank you so much, Annie.
Don't go waddling away just yet. Get it? They used to call him the Penguin. More of the Ron Say Show coming up right after this.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricut, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Get ready, because Scott's is taking over Daylight Saving Time. It's such a big event that we're calling it Daylon Saving Time. And now it's got real savings. In fact, it's the biggest deals of the year. Audacious? Absolutely. So don't wait. Stock up early and you'll be able to save up to $20 on Scott's Triple Action and Easy Seed products today at the Home Depot and Lowe's. Offers available March 9th through 22nd at select U.S. stores, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See store for exact offers.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer.
I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours, the decisions are yours.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers.
And welcome back, folks. This Week in Dodger History, presented by BFF Financial. This week in 1953, Carl Erskine pitched the first ever game at Dodgertown in Holman Stadium. Of course, Dodgertown is the most iconic spring training facility in the history of Major League Baseball. What was it like at the old Dodgertown there, Ron?
Truly a very traditional setting. Dodgertown is one of a kind. The history is subliminally met on the walls. Every hallway you turn down, there's a great team or a great player or a reference to Dodger baseball that pretty much lets you know what they anticipated and expected. And I did get the message, and it did it was absorbed, and it was a great experience. You eat, sleep, do everything at Dodgertown. It's at your amenity. It's such a great place. It is still in use. The O'Malley family still has something to do with that. So it's always was a great place, and something that's very dear to my heart. I'm glad I had an opportunity to experience all of that. Hello, everyone, and we are back. We'll see about that. Ron Say here again, and our special guest, All-Pro Ram Fred Dreyer.
Yes.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Better known as Rick Hunter. Rick Hunter. You remember that? Does that ring a bell?
Hunter, Hunter. Hmm.
Sounds very violent.
Cars, badges.
Violence.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about Rick Hunter a little bit later because you are the man. Mm-hmm. Growing up in Southern California, local guy, Lawndale High School. Eventually went to San Diego State by way of El Camino College. You're in a number of different Hall of Fames, and you played for Don Coryell at San Diego State and won two national championships, if I remember right.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. I you know, the toughest thing for a young kid kind of finding himself in the sports world, if you go out, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, in my case, it's football. You got to get lucky with the people that you associate yourself with who say they can place you and get you into the right lane so you you don't make a mistake, a blunder of trying to get a scholarship somewhere to play someplace. And my luck came in when I was recruited by John Madden. Put that down on your page.
John Madden.
So the people that I came in with was John Madden at San Diego State. He was the defensive coach. Rod Dauhauer was the quarterback's wide receiver coach. Joe Gibbs was the offensive line coach. And we had Sid Hall. He was in there. And Ernie Zampezi was the defensive back.
Wow.
Ernie was the offensive coordinator for all of the great Super Bowl teams over the last several years. He passed away here just not too long ago. But Don Coryell was our head coach.
He's the only one that didn't get a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I learned an awful lot about football. You know, you think you know a little bit because you play. Not necessarily true. But I had a real good. I had good teachers that taught me really the fundamental basic skills of playing defensive right end, playing defensive line, understanding what my job was, not you know how many tackles I made, but how to actually be a great teammate and to do it right. And one of the things we'll talk about when we get into the Super Bowl and up into the professional ranks, all of that type of teaching has softened and in some instances gone away. They don't if we were to watch a game together, you could see what actually is not being done at the line of scrimmage. I pick Kansas City because I think they are a good enough defensive line to be able to handle Philadelphia, and they're very good. But you want to be able to control the line of scrimmage, and the team that does that will be coupled with, the responsibility of not making any mistakes.
Down to fundamentals.
And going down there to play the line of scrimmage the best you can play it and keep it throughout the game. You know, so but anyway, so my take on all of this stuff was I was surrounded by great people, and I'm in second position when it comes to all of that stuff that you get, you know, rewards you get out of stuff. You know, if it wasn't for John Madden and Don Coryell and all those great teachers. I wouldn't be in a position to be so grateful, you know.
Well, it certainly does help. I always felt that, you know, our coaching staff with the Dodgers was first rate too.
And, yeah,
it does help.
Weren't the Dodgers known as the great teaching farm system?
Well, I think Al Campanis wrote a book entitled "The Dodgers' Way to Play Baseball."
That's right,
and it was pretty basic, fundamental book, and yeah. It taught you just the things that you thought you might learn on the way up, as you eliminate, you know, the people, you know, in this pyramid and rise to the top, and mm-hmm. now you get to the top, and you have to understand how you got there, and how you succeeded. And, right. You know, a lot of people, if you're bigger, stronger, faster, whatever, you just mauled people on the way to the top. You don't know how to you do it. If you face your equal talent, the smarter guy's going to win.
Usually that's true. You know, I'm in baseball, the object is to field, throw, catch, five-tool type
right.
of a player. Football is
just
oftentimes... it's speed and quickness over power and strength,
right.
You know, and I learned an awful lot about that. You know, I played 13 years in the league at 225 pounds.
That's a small guy. Not today, right?
That's a small
quick guy. That's a quick guy.
Yeah. It was quickness and speed.
Nobody got around that end.
And techniques. Well, they didn't, you know, I feel thankful for Madden and all those coaches that taught me real well.
Yeah. You know, you had a couple of records. You had two safeties in one game, which is a national mm-hmm. Football record still mm-hmm. standing today.
That's how I became the Sultan of Safeties, Ron.
That's okay. That's good. Right?
Right, Mel?
Yes.
You were an All-Pro in 1975, and I'd like to walk you back a little bit and share your feelings with the only touchdown. Relive that, your only touchdown.
That was in Philadelphia.
It was. Yeah. How far did you run?
It was Monday night.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I think it was.
You're waiting for the big stage.
No, Roman Gabriel was their quarterback. He just left the Rams.
Oh wow!
And they traded him to Philadelphia, and he made a great transition. He was really doing well in Philly, but we went there Monday night, and it was a dump off screen to his left. That's where I am.
You tricked him.
And the ball, when he threw it, the ball stuck in my mask.
Oh,
no.
God. It stuck
right
in my mask.
You really didn't catch
it? So I'm like this.
With the ball
sticking out of my face.
Oh, my God.
And some guy said, maybe you want to run?
How far did you run?
28 yards.
28 yards.
And,
yeah.
Okay, celebration?
Your celebration. What was it?
I don't know.
So, spin the ball?
No.
Throw it in the stands?
I spiked.
You spiked. Now we're going to switch over and we're going to be speaking to...
movie star?
Yeah, movie star. You started out after your football career. I believe you were an analyst for the NFL for a brief period. And
you got that close to getting cheers, man. You were almost out alone.
It's really funny. Those guys, I knew the cheers guys while I was still playing for the Rams, and I would go over and see them, and they said, we got this show called Cheers, and we'd be interested in you playing Sam Malone if it came down to that. Would you quit football? I said, I've got 2 years left on my contract, but I would quit if I got that job. And of course, they set up this big audition sequence. William Devane was teamed up with an English woman, English actress, as one possibility. Ted and Shelley Long.
Shelley Long.
It was one. And then I was teamed up with another girl who was shorter than everybody else. So they went for the tall joke they went that way. I was kind of like a hint that they weren't that serious about me. But it came down to Ted and me. Ted got it. He did a fantastic job. And then
Dave Richards came.
About a year, within a year later, I got the 100 job.
Wow.
So.
What a show.
There it is. You know.
That thing just, all of a sudden, women were much more interested in you than just football fans.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> Of course.
Yeah.
So we had a real good time, and I got married in 79, and 82.
Okay,
82
to a Playboy bunny.
Got married
to a Playboy bunny.
Yeah, and I got married, and then within that year we had a daughter. And the day my daughter was born was the day we were shooting the Hunter pilot downtown.
Okay.
Big shootout. And a lot of things happened in 83, 84 that was changed my life, all for the better.
Oh.
And, then you just get up in the morning, put one foot in front of the other, and...
And Stephanie Kramer was your.
She was co-star. Was my co-star, and she was great. We had fun. You know, you can get hurt. You know, if you don't have the right person in a series like that.
Right. Yeah.
It's a lot of daily pressure that, you know, everybody's nervous because it's, you know, there's a lot at stake.
Yeah,
and so Stephanie was really good. She was really a trooper, and we got along real well. And
so smart of you.
My wife would show up with our baby, and the girls would play with the baby, and you know we would have lunch, and you know life was
great.
Life was good here in California.
Well, you certainly had a terrific 7 years with Stephen Cannell, your executive producer, and.
And then you rebooted it. You owned it. You owned the reboot, right? You did that yourself, the TNN?
Well, I had a profit participation. It's like it's in sports. You know, everybody gets a piece of the profits. You don't get to own the copyright of the team. You know?
Got it. Okay, we'll be back with our last segment right after this.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be just fine.
Hello, everyone, and we're back for the final segment of We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And, Mike, we still have those sun-capped Santa Monica Mountains going. It's still cool in Southern California, and so cool that my grandson's Little League game got rained out last week, so he was disappointed with that. So we came home. We started a game of war, of which I never win. And my daughter, granddaughter, Sophia, decides that while we're playing that she needs to do, you know, a hairdo on me. And didn't know exactly what she was going to do, but she got a lot of gel. And then as the game winds down, she comes and shows me what my new hair looks like. And I've got a mohawk. And there it is.
Look at that punk rock look right there.
Yeah, the Ramones were calling saying, hey, can we get a picture taken with you?
That's a nice hawk. I mean, that's not necessarily a full hawk, but it's definitely not a faux hawk. So it's, I would say it's a medium-sized hawk right there.
She did a really good job with that. I was impressed. But my grandkids are the love of my life. I spend a great deal of time with them. So anytime that I have a chance to spoil them, I do, and I get a lot of trouble with that, as you probably know.
It's like cookies, cakes, candies on demand, just man. Whatever they want, whenever
Papa,
they want it.
Papa, can we go to the Lego store? Can we go to Target? Can we go to the mall? You know, we go to the park, and then there's an ice cream truck. And, of course, right before dinner, they want something special with a lot of sugar. So, yeah, I'm guilty as charged.
I've not, you know, anybody out there who's got grandkids or, you know, has just that's what they're there for. They're there for they're a blessing, and they're there to be spoiled. They're there to be loved, and they're there to be cherished.
Well, I am certainly glad that I am partaking in this spoiling process.
So when you're playing war, though, against your grandson, I mean, as a former professional athlete,
right.
You're a competitive person. I mean, are you just –
Not in this case.
Not in this case.
No.
Okay. So the competitive juices turn off a little.
Right. Well, my other granddaughter, Ava, who's 4, she plays on the portal with me, and she has a favorite card. It's the Ace of Spades.
Oh.
And she uses this thing probably 15 times. And I asked her about that. I said, are you shuffling your cards over there at all? But it's a delight, and I'm so blessed with 4 grandchildren, and I think that we should probably stop there. I'm good with 4.
Okay.
But I do want to thank you all for joining us. We had a great time with you all today. Please join us next week. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.